Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 15, The Pandavas Retire Timely, Text 29. Vasudevangri Anujyana Paribrahmita Ramhasa Bhaktya Nirmatita Shesha Kashaya Dishano Arjuna Vasudevangriyanudhyana Paribrahmita Ramasa Bhaktya Nirmatita Shesha Kashaya Dishanarjuna Vasudevangriyanujana Paribrahmita Ramasa Bhaktya Nirmatita Shesha Kashaya Dishanarjuna Vasudevangriyanujana Paribrahmita Brahmasa Bhaktya Nirmatita Sesha Kashaya Dishanarjuna. Vaishnavis, Vasudevangriyanudhyana Vasudevangri, the lotus feet of the Lord. Anudhyana, by constant remembrance. Parabrahmita, expanded. Ramhasa, with great curiosity. Bhaktya, oh yeah, that's right, with great velocity. Bhaktya, in devotion. Nirmatita, subsided. Ashesha, unlimited. Now this next word should be dirt. It's corrected in the later understandings. So, kashaya, dirt. Dishanaha, conception. Arjuna, Arjuna. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Arjuna's constant remembrance of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna rapidly increased his devotion, and as a result, all the trash in his thoughts subsided. Purport. Material desires in the mind are the trash of material contamination. By such contamination, the living being is faced with so many compatible and incompatible things that discourage the very existence of spiritual identity. Birth after birth, the conditioned soul is entrapped with so many pleasing and displeasing elements which are all false and temporary. They accumulate due to our reactions to material desires. But when we get in touch with the Transcendental Lord and His variegated energies by devotional service, the naked forms of all material desires become manifest, and the intelligence of the living being is pacified in its true color. As soon as Arjuna turned his attention toward the instructions of the Lord as they are inculcated in the Bhagavad Gita, his true color of eternal association with the Lord became manifest, and thus he felt freed from all material contaminations. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So one of the characteristics of the pure devotee is that the pure devotee is poetic. And being poetic means you can use vivid, striking language that makes an immediate impression on the mind and heart. And Srila Prabhupada certainly does that in his translations and purports. When he speaks here of the naked forms of all material desires, the trash of material contamination, the true color of eternal association with the Lord. These are very, you know, striking, poetic phrases that carry a big meaning. So, the word trash that he uses in the translation and purport are his rendering of the word kshaya. And this word kshaya is used in this context in several other places in the Srimad Bhagavatam. In the fifth canto, it's used in connection with King Priyavrata. Priyavrata was a devotee who was inclined to live a peaceful life of meditation, but his authorities, Lord Brahma and others, Manu, Swayambhuva Manu, wanted him to rule as king. So he did that. Although he didn't feel it was his nature, he took up the responsibility of administering the kingdom on the instruction of higher authorities. Sometimes devotees have to do that. You know, they may take up some administrative responsibility out of duty and a sense of responsibility to Srila Prabhupada, you know, to help carry on his movement. So in the descriptions of King Priyavrata, you know, there's a verse that's pretty much like the verse we're reading today. It says, by his constant meditation on the lotus feet of the Lord, all of the dirty things, the kshaya, were removed from his consciousness. And then in the second canto, Lord Brahma is speaking to Narada Muni. And he tells the sage Narada Muni, I'm going to relate to you the accounts of the Leela avatars, the pastime avatars of Krishna. And that will remove the karna kashaya, the trash that's accumulated in your ears by hearing material subject matter. So in that connection, Srila Prabhupada mentioned there are 1,001 trash literatures available in the marketplace, but one who develops a taste for hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam can become free of all of that. So, yeah, we have to take an inventory. Is there a lot of trash that's filled up our ears and infiltrated into our consciousness? Sometimes the husband or wife says, time to take the trash out. So we're being asked to do that here, to take the trash, remove the trash from our consciousness, from our ear, and Krishna can help us do that. Yes, sarvasya chaham pratisanivishto. It's stated that Krishna is in everyone's heart as the super soul. Srinvatam swakata Krishna punya shravana kirtana hridyantashto hi abhadrani vidunoti suhrit satam. So Krishna is in the heart of the super soul, and when he sees that a devotee is sincerely hearing and chanting, you know, the transcendental messages of himself, of Lord Krishna and about Lord Krishna, then acting within the heart, Krishna helps us remove some of that trash that has accumulated there. So Krishna will help us do that. Another point that Srila Prabhupada makes in a very poetic way is his description of the naked forms of all material desires. He says they become manifest. So, sometimes the material desires can remain in our heart in a disguised way, so that we don't really recognize them for what they are. You know, there can be gross contaminations, there can be more subtle contaminations like desire for profit, adoration, distinction. It can look like something good, but actually it isn't. So, by one's advancement in Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada is saying, these naked forms of all material desires become manifest so that we can recognize them for what they really are and take action to remove them. You know, there's the story of Putana in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The demoness Putana was sent to Vrindavan to kill baby Krishna. Of course, she had some mystic powers. She had a real form, which is as a terrible demoness. But she appeared in Vrindavan at the home of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, Krishna's mother and father, as a nice-looking, respectable, beautiful, well-mannered, well-dressed lady. So they thought, oh, isn't she nice? And, you know, she wanted to help with baby Krishna, so they allowed her to do that. But she was going to try to poison Krishna with poison smeared on her breast. But Krishna understood it, and when he was taking her breast, as the little baby does, he sucked the life air out of her, and her real form as a demoness became revealed. So, these naked forms of all material desires become manifest as we get in touch with the transcendental Lord and his variegated energies by devotional service. And another thing that's mentioned in this purport is the intelligence of the living entity is pacified in its true color. Again, a very poetical phrase. So, what is the true color of intelligence? It's intelligence that takes us to Krishna. The mind is always presenting us with various propositions in yes, no form. You know, should I cross the street right now or should I not cross the street? Should I come to the temple for Mangal Arati or should I rest in bed? Should I do this or should I do that? Now, if you have the proper intelligence, then we can do the right thing. And if we have contaminated intelligence, we're going to be led to do the wrong thing. So Lord Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, Tesham Satada Yuktanam Dadami Tesham Satada Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvikam Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yena Mamupayanti Te. Krishna explains, for those who constantly worship me with love, I give them the intelligence by which they can come to me. So that is the true color of intelligence. It's intelligence that helps us come closer and closer to Krishna with every passing day. So this removing the trash of material contamination from our hearts and minds is something that comes up in connection with Rath Yatra. Like Rath Yatra is coming up soon. And usually we read something in the days preceding Rath Yatra. And one of the things that we often read is the pastime of the Gundicha temple, where Lord Chaitanya and his associates literally engage in removing all the trash and dirt from the temple. And the idea is that Krishna is sitting in the heart of the devotee, and we want the heart to be a nice place for Krishna to sit. So, in order to do that, the heart has to be clean. The consciousness has to be clean. And this is the purpose of the Sankirtan movement. Chaito Darpana Marjanam. You know, to purify, to cleanse the mirror of the mind, cleanse the mirror of consciousness with the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, the Sankirtan movement. So, Lord, to sort of demonstrate that in an external way, Lord Chaitanya engaged his associates in cleaning the Gundicha temple. That's the temple that Lord Jagannath goes to stay at for some days after his Rath Yatra ride in his chariot from the main temple at Jagannath Puri. And that Gundicha temple represents Vrindavan. So he goes there. But the place has to be prepared first. It has to be cleansed. So it's described how Lord Chaitanya and his associates, first they removed all the obvious dirt and trash, but then they kept cleaning, you know, getting finer and finer bits of contamination and dust and perfectly cleansing the place. So, in our progress in devotional service, you know, we have to do that. First, remove the gross contaminations. Learn to avoid the gross sinful activities. That's why we have our four regulative principles. No meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication. We have to avoid these gross and very obvious kinds of contamination. But then there are the more subtle ones also that Srila Prabhupada listed as profit, adoration, and distinction that also have to be gradually purified from the heart. And then Krishna will agree to become visible there. Premanjana charita bhakti valochinena santasa daiva hridayeshu valokayanti. In the Brahma Samhita it stated how the pure devotees are always seeing with the eyes tinged with the salve of love Krishna as Shamasundar within their hearts. So, one of the things that's helpful in doing that is avoiding prajalpa, sound vibration that is not connected with Krishna in some way or another. You know, sometimes we hear this term in sports, trash talk. Has a specific meaning, trying to get in the head of the opponent. You're going down, you know, like trash talk. But there's other kinds of trash talk as well, in the sense that we're speaking about here. Talking needlessly about material topics. So, the verse again. Arjuna's constant remembrance of the lotus feet of the Lord, Lord Sri Krishna, rapidly increased his devotion, and as a result, all the trash in his thoughts subsided. So it's time to take out the trash. Any questions or comments? Okay, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Thank you.